Jeffrey Dahmer, Ted Bundy, the Night Stalker. These names are infamous, but do you really know what drove them to kill?
In Mind of a Serial Killer, we don't just tell you the story, we break down the psychology behind it.
Follow and listen to Mind of a Serial Killer, an Odyssey podcast in partnership with Crime House Studios, available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Sure.
103.7 Kiss FM.
I still think you're a jerk.
You get to be our moral compass.
No, wait, you're a jerk.
It's time to find out. Am I the jerk?
Look what you did, you little jerk.
All right. Now, you can always send your Am I the Jerks in. Am I the Jerk at 1037kissfm.com or slide into the DMs and hopefully we find them like this one.
We'll get there.
She wants to know if she's the jerk for wanting an apology.
Well, no.
We listen and we don't judge. That's for me, not you guys, by the way.
No, we listen and we judge. We just try to keep it to ourselves until the very end.
Because I read this and I went, even though I'm into it, I wish this was my biggest problem in life. Okay, you ready for this?
Yeah, I was going to say, I never fault anybody for feeling like they need an apology. Whether you get it or not, that's another story.
Hold on. Wait, you hear what it's about.
Okay. Oh, okay.
Am I the jerk for being offended and expecting an apology? Allie and DZ, I'm a board member of the PTO at my kids' school.
Salute to you, Captain.
This is why I said I wish this was some of my biggest issues.
Wait, but what's her name?
We listen and we don't judge. Anonymously, she wanted to be, so we'll name her.
Anonymous Amy.
She said, I've been an officer of the PTO, which is like, you know, I think everybody knows what the PTO is.
It's the parent-teacher organization.
For the parents that help and volunteer their time.
PTA,
to help.
PTO.
Yeah, it was PTA when I was
same
a kid.
Thing.
But
same thing.
When I was a kid. So she said, I've been an officer of the PTO for 6 years.
Very
high-ranking,
6 years. Oh, my goodness. Oh,
very serious.
Oh, commander.
And I've been leading fundraising events for 5 years.
Okay.
I chair 3 to 4 fundraising events per school year. I recently led a 3-day fundraiser on school property that took 60-plus hours of my time to organize, set up, work, and tear down. She said, by the way, it's my second fundraiser of the school year.
Oh, dang.
A week after the fundraiser ended, I sent a detailed email recap to the other officers of the PTO. I attached a very detailed spreadsheet and noted in the email what we brought in, what we spent, what our overall profit was.
She detailed.
Oh, she's very type A. She said, side note, profit was within $30 of what we had budgeted.
Ooh.
In all my years, I've never seen an event so close to budget. She said, so within 2 hours of my email going out, two of the other officers sent me a very abrasive email scolding me for the money I spent on the event. I was immediately offended as the spending in question was written into the budget and not a rogue decision or oversight on my part.
Mm-hmm.
But I waited 24 hours to respond to their emails. Then she says, note, one of the people scolding me was the treasurer.
Well, the money keeper. Yeah, right.
She said, when I did respond, I went back and found the approved budget emails. She brought receipts.
Oh, of course you brought receipts.
Uh-huh.
If I'm getting yelled at after the fact for money I spent when all these and to seem this detail-oriented, I know you got receipts. Good.
I found the approved budget email that this attacking treasurer sent me. I love how this is written. To the PTO in August and forwarded that email as my response. I calmly noted that I spent funds that were in fact budgeted. I did not return any of the attitude they sent my way, but instead ended the email with, if I misunderstood the budget or I'm working off the wrong document, please let me know.
Definitely.
I waited 4 days. I did not receive a response from either attacker.
Well, because they probably realized they was goofy.
She said, I hope to receive a curt apology text or a my bad email. I didn't want or expect anything elaborate, especially since I know these two individuals are under a lot of stress professionally right now. And I wanted to be gracious since I consider them friends as opposed to just parent acquaintances.
Right.
I just wanted some acknowledgement that I was not in the wrong and I didn't get it. I waited some more time. Day five was our monthly meeting. I thought maybe one of them would approach me in person before or after the meeting.
Uh-uh.
One of the attacking officers was present and the other was not. The attacker present did not apologize. Now we're a week later and neither one has apologized for sending me attacking, scolding emails that were not warranted.
No apology, so coffee or nothing.
Am I the jerk for being offended and thinking an apology is warranted? I want to reach out to each person about the situation because even if I was in the wrong, I think they could have had more grace in their responses. I want to approach each individual personally, but need to know if I should be apologizing or soliciting an apology. Well, we don't give advice. We just tell you if you're the jerk today. Yeah. Anonymous Amy.
No, we listen and then we judge.
And then we judge, correct. So she wants to know if she's the jerk for thinking she should be getting an apology. So I was saying like, oh, I wish the PTO issues were my biggest problem in life.
Concern.
But at the same time, to bring the receipts like that and mm-hmm. then go, and then nothing,
mm-hmm.
nobody does anything to go, oh, my bad, you, like, what?
Well, there's rarely and very seldomly glory and grace in volunteer work, and mm-hmm. that's exactly what a volunteer for the PTO, PTA
it's
is.
It's very,
it's
yes,
a thankless job.
It's very thankless.
60 hours plus work into it.
She's been
it,
doing it for years.
And, you know, 3-day long fundraiser.
And
I understand.
Somebody has to do it for the school. They step up, these parents, and they do a lot.
But you knew what you were getting into.
Hmm.
I'm not saying that's this, because there is blatant disrespect that's mm-hmm. happened, right? Mm-hmm. Obviously, sure, you are disrespected, and I'm not taking that from you, Anonymous Amy.
Yeah. It's like, does she want the apology because they were so rude, or does she want the apology because she was like, I did everything I was supposed to and you still lit me up?
It feels like she wants the apology because she knows she was right.
And she's not getting the...
And now hasn't been said anything to because she sent receipts uh-huh. and was expecting another snarky response or at least a, hey, oh, you're right, my bad.
Well, and you know I love to be right, so I feel her on that. I'm like, you better tell me if I was right and you told me I was wrong.
Yeah.
Come back and tell me I was right.
Yeah.
I need that for my soul. She's one of these people.
She needs it for her soul.
Yeah.
Is it that big of a deal? Right?
Mm-hmm.
I understand, I feel, I sympathize with her wanting to feel vindicated in this situation.
Is it warranted, though?
But is it this necessary? I don't think so. I think that if she continues to behave the way she's behaving, she's going to be a jerk. She's going to end
really?
Up the Yeah, she's going to end up the jerk in this because she's going to stay bitter about this. She's going to hyper-focus,
so
man.
So 2 hours after her email went out, two of the other people sent very abrasive emails scolding her for the money she spent on the event, yet she was $30 within of what was budgeted.
That's great.
I wish I knew why the other people, were they, it's almost, you know what this reminds me of? When people aren't happy for you for succeeding, it's almost like they wanted her to fail and they don't like her. And I'm sorry, Amy, I'm saying it because you know what I'm talking about.
You couldn't keep it to the $20 over-under that yeah. we discussed about?
Oh,
you had to go $10 over, but how tight? How tight is this budget? How tight is this budget?
Nothing else makes sense other than they just don't like her.
Mm-hmm.
And which really gets me going now.
She might be too on point. She might be, like you said, that type A person.
Where she needs to point out, I was right and you were wrong.
Not even that, no. But that she's so detail-oriented, so with it, so put together, that she ticks people off. It's like, how is she so, quote-unquote, perfect?
Yeah.
How does she always got it like
they're
that?
They're more annoyed with her than thankful.
She may be a know-it-all, and she might be a goody-two-shoes on top of that.
Mm-hmm.
And when the two get mixed up, so that might not
be... That annoys people.
That annoys a lot of people. Thank
mm-hmm.
you for saying it.
And this is where you get the drama on the PTOs.
So you
think she's a jerk for wanting an email?
I think
for wanting an apology?
Yeah, she's done her due diligence. She lets it lie now.
No,
if she
they
continues,
should apologize.
Sure, but if they don't, she can't live on top of this.
You're right.
This can't be her hill. That's why I'm saying
okay,
jerk.
I agree with that.
She's
this
making
cannot,
it her hill.
This cannot be something that keeps her up at night. However.
Is she awake?
However, she's awake every night. I don't think she's a jerk, though, for wanting the apology. I think they owe her one. I think they do. So,
I can't disagree.
So it's like, this is where it gets tricky, this one.
I do agree. Mm-hmm. I think she's owed an apology. But if she doesn't get it, she's got to be okay with that.
Mm-hmm.
And she won't be. That's why I'm saying jerk. Because she won't be.
You can call or text 414-533-1037. We're already getting texts about this. Somebody said, the jerk, you're never going to get the apology in a professional setting. While this is just the PTO, she's treating it like her job.
She is.
She cares.
That's a good way to put
Let
it.
Let her care.
And that's true, though. That's true. You can't
Somebody's
take that away
gotta
from
care
her.
Because you know what I say to my friends who are get involved and do this? I'm like, man, you're doing the job I don't want to do, so thank you. Because my kids are in, there's PTOs, and I just, that's, somebody's doing it for me. Yeah,
I roll.
Same. But somebody's doing it for me, right?
Yeah.
For me and my kids. So I go, whoosh.
Well, man, and I guess...
Somebody said, what if her email was abrasive? We don't know about that, so we're not even gonna... It sounds like she was very...
She said she wasn't. She said she didn't return any of the snark or sass that she got. I do remember her saying that. But at the same time, bruh, are you gonna let this be the thing that keeps you up at night?
Give her an apology, please. Not the jerk.
There's nothing wrong with being professional.
Yeah.
I get that whoever texted and said she's making this her job, it feels like that. Mm-hmm. But that's just because she's this caring and this dedicated to what she's doing. She's just professional. You can't fault her for that.
No.
And she wants to keep things professional. You can't fault her for that. Oh, my God. Am I about to switch to not the
You
jerk?
Better not. All right.
I'm not.
Calls and texts next. Let's go.
Okay, who's the jerk?
103.7 KISS FM.
I still think you're a jerk.
You get to be our moral compass.
No, wait, you're a jerk.
It's time to find out. Am I the jerk?
Look what you did, you little jerk.
Wow, a lot of people triggered. Somebody said in all caps, not the jerk, not her fault, but these dummies are haters.
Hey.
Okay, so the question is anonymous Amy, because she wanted to be anonymous, obviously. You can't be yourself when you're going for the PTO people.
Yeah, your kid's... parents, staff, friends, whatever might hit.
She wouldn't know she's the jerk for wanting an apology. She was within, $30 of the budget for a big fundraiser she volunteers for, and then she got a snarky email from two of the other members saying,
why weren't you over my dad?
Yeah, basically. So she got triggered by the whole thing. You know who else got triggered by this and wants to go?
Who?
Lisa in Sheboygan, who's got her own theme song.
No.
I answer the phone. She goes, triggered! Turn up the music. Lisa, good morning.
Good morning. Happy 2025.
Happy 2025.
Happy New Year. Good to talk to you. Good to see you. Ain't seen you since last year.
Well, she texted me when I was gone on some funny stuff, but now she's back, Lisa.
I'm here.
All right. Why does this trigger you? Which way are you going?
She's not the jerk.
Go on.
She 100% deserves an apology. Mm-hmm. Will she get it at this point? Probably not. No. Like, let's be real.
Yeah.
But that doesn't mean that she doesn't deserve one.
Okay.
And what people, like, really, and, you know, schools and organizations fail to understand is that if these parents didn't step up and volunteer and do all this extra work, these things wouldn't happen.
That is true.
And so,
thank you.
So often,
that part.
Or wouldn't happen well.
Exactly.
Yeah.
That's kind of what I was saying. Like, I shouldn't make fun because I know how much work these moms do. Some of my friends are on the PTO. Mm-hmm. They're probably yelling at me in their car right now for even having an attitude about it because I know how much work they put into it.
Or they're working on a text to send you. So you'll get that later.
They're gonna go off on me in person.
I hear where y'all are coming from, but then Lisa, why do you have to make it? If you know what the good nature is, if you know the hard work that goes into it, if you know how stressed these faculty members and staff people, the teachers, all of them are, why are you going to make it your life then to feel like you needed to get this apology when all they did was come at you a little sideways? If we came back sideways at everybody that came at us sideways, we'd all be parallel.
Well, and somebody texted in and said, Jessica texted in and said, if she knows she did nothing wrong, she just needs to let it go and not seek out validation from others.
That part.
That's what you were kind of saying.
That's what I, exactly. Yeah. Well, just said it better.
Easy. You said all these teachers and staff members are stressed and this and that and the other things.
Overwhelmed,
to do. But you don't think that the parents that are volunteering work 40 plus hours a week themselves, have kids of their own?
Then why they volunteer?
Because nobody else will do it otherwise. And because you want to do what's best for your children.
No, she's got a heart, man.
You had to bring the babies into it, Lisa.
Good girl. Way 100%. To do it.
Crazy. Lisa, the phone's breaking up. You must be service issues. We're going to talk to you later. Bye.
When your kids are school age and you have all these things where they're both in school and there's volunteers needed and maybe you don't want to do it, somebody still has to do it. And the people that are doing it are usually the busiest parents that are doing it. And it's not about getting recognition for it, but it's also something that should be appreciated that isn't often expressed.
But okay. Appreciation is in the apology then? It's not in just the work and understanding that your child is having a better time and a better experience because you're there to make sure these things go well. The appreciation is in the apology, not just knowing that things are happening 100%. Without a hitch.
It's all about the heart.
Yes, because it's just like when you're like one of those really great like staff members at your job, you often get the least amount of praise because they know that you do so well, so that when maybe this little minor hiccup, $30, come on, school, $30, when that little minor hiccup occurs, they want to come at you for that, as mm-hmm. opposed to saying, hey, awesome, you are within $30 of this, or whatever the case might be. They want to harp on those little tiny details instead of giving you the appreciation.
But that's why they're on the PTO, because they're detail-oriented.
That part.
It doesn't have to be public appreciation, but come on.
Yeah, that, okay, that's
all
there's
situations.
A key in that. It doesn't have to be public appreciation or acknowledgement.
That's fair.
All right, Lisa, all right. I'm done arguing with you.
Love you. Bye.
Okay, love you too, guys. Bye.
Bye. Peace, love.
She said not the jerk. Let's go to Janine in West Dallas, who was on yesterday. This is day two. Ooh. She's working towards a theme song.
Are you going to be the first theme song in 25?
Hi, Janine.
I hope so.
We hope so too. Morning.
All right, you going jerk or not the jerk? For she wants an apology. Amy does, because they came at her, the other PTO members, and she sent the receipts and said, I did everything I was supposed to do and I was on budget, and they never apologized.
Yeah,
is she the jerk?
Forget you.
That's the jerk.
Ooh, two for two.
Wow.
Same reasons, yeah, different reasons?
Well, you got to stand on your own. You got to stand up for what you believe in. You know, I deal with this at work in particular. That hit a trigger for me. I know there's one person who's never, ever, ever going to give me an apology, but I still got to prove my point. And hopefully one day he maybe might see the light.
Call him out, Janine. No, don't do that.
But whatever. I'm still going to stand on my own, and I'm not going to be treated like BS or walked over like a doormat.
Okay. So Janine's saying you got to stand up for yourself, which I appreciate, and not the jerk. I
can
love
respect it.
All right, Janine, thank you for calling. You have a great day, girl.
Tomorrow. Mm-hmm.
For day three, bye.
Bye. Listen to this text. Somebody said, pause. The school isn't coming at anyone. The treasurer is on the PTO. Lisa, back off us teachers, girl.
Oh, no, hey, that's actually valid, because it is other parents that are kind of...
It's parents, not teachers. It is parents.
Apologies, teachers. I put that on y'all.
And then Sarah in Elm Grove said, is it possible the attacking emails were just comments that weren't complimentary? If you know you followed the budget and have proof, why worry about it? Volunteering is often thankless. Maybe it's time to move on. Thank you, Sarah in Elm Grove.
She was feeling attacked when somebody was just asking for clarification.
I don't know. Well, Audrey's in Racine also has her own theme song for calling 5 days in a row.
You mean Retroit.
Retroit, we call her.
Straight out of Compton. Straight out of Retroit.
She's from Detroit, so we mix the two and call her Retroit.
And she picked NWA.
Hi! Audrey, should we get the vacuum or the sweep? I mean, what are we doing here?
We're sweeping today, but I'm coming in hot.
Okay, go on.
If they're going to put their 2 cents in, I'm going to give a full dollar back.
Ooh! Hey, yo.
That part.
So what?
And also, she's doing 4 of them a year. This might be her job. You might be a stay-at-home mom.
A lot of the women are on the PTO. I mean, I know some work and some don't. And it's easier for some of them to dedicate more time like that if you are a stay-at-home mom, right?
She didn't say she works full-time, did she?
She didn't, but she said the others were dealing with a lot professionally.
Yeah, right.
Mm-hmm. If I'm putting in 60 hours of work and you're coming back at me, best believe there will be a reply all and everybody will be seeing it.
Yeah.
Audrey said, oh, you going to get my sass, baby. Mm-hmm. You going to get this.
Yep. Absolutely. Okay, so then we're sweeping today. We got the vacuum and everything out.
Yep.
Sweet city.
All right. Well,
have a great day, guys.
You too. Bye.
Listen to this. Somebody texted in and said, oh, hell no, I'm not ragging on the teachers. Oh, this is Lisa in Sheboygan. She wants to respond. I'm not ragging on the teachers, but the board is a representation of the school.
True.
And then Lisa replied by saying she's a booster club mom in Sheboygan. She wanted everyone to know. So Lisa is involved.
She said, don't come at my neck. No. I'm the treasurer.
I'm the same school. That would be hysterical. Oh, man. You guys are funny today. All right. What did Crystal and Brown Deer say? She said, forget the apology. Where's just the acknowledgement that they were incorrect and she was within budget? She's not the jerk. All right.
Am I the only one that said jerk?
Yep.
No. So we all said not the jerk today? That's crazy.
Somebody said, just return the extra box of Rice Krispies and marshmallows and they'll be on budget.
Bring an extra box of Kleenex next school list supply drop and you good.
You guys are so funny today. All right. Not the jerk, clean sweep.